السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
After reciting the Tashahhud, Ta'awudh and Surah Al-Fatiha, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih V, Allah be his helper, said, "Today I have also delivered the Eid sermon, so at this time I will give a short address. For this purpose I have taken an excerpt from the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, to which we should always pay attention." He states, "The wider a believer's relationships with the world are, the more they become a means of elevating his spiritual ranks. Because his ultimate objective is faith. Even his worldly relationships are good and expansive only because their purpose is religion. In other words, the purpose of worldly relationships should itself be religion. This is the sign of a believer. And the wealth and honor of the world become servants of faith. Thus, the real principle is that the world should not be an end in itself. Rather, the true aim in acquiring the world should be faith. That is, even if you earn worldly wealth, the intention should be that our faith becomes better and that we may serve our religion. If we earn worldly means, it should be for the improvement of our faith, not by engaging in wrongful acts that ruin both our world and our hereafter. Rather, we should earn in a way that adorns our hereafter and strengthens our faith." He further states, "The world should be acquired in such a manner that it becomes a servant of faith. For example, when a person travels from one place to another, he takes with him a mount and provisions for the journey. However, his real objective is to reach the destination, not the mount itself or the provisions of the journey. All these things are taken merely to make the journey easier, so that one may travel comfortably and reach the intended destination, not so that one may simply indulge in them along the way." He continues, "Similarly, a person should acquire the world, but only by regarding it as a servant of faith. Allah the Almighty has taught the prayer, 'Our Lord, grant us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire.' That is, 'O Allah, grant us both the good of this world and that of the hereafter.'" The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, explains that when Allah the Almighty taught this prayer, the world has been mentioned first in this. But which world is meant here? It mentions the world first, but why? And which world is it referring to? It refers to the good of this world, that kind which becomes a means of good in the hereafter, such a world which after attaining it brings benefit in the hereafter. We should obtain such things in this world which lead to the good in the next life, rather than becoming a cause of shame and regret in the hereafter. If a person becomes completely absorbed in the world alone, he will inevitably face regret in the hereafter. He states that from the teaching of this prayer, it becomes clearly understood that a believer, while seeking the world, should keep in mind the good of the hereafter. At the same time, within the words, the good of this world, are included all those excellent means of acquiring worldly provisions that a believing Muslim should adopt in order to obtain the world. Acquiring the world through every such method that results only in goodness and virtue, and not through a method that becomes a cause of harm to another human being, nor one that becomes a source of shame or disgrace among one's fellow people. Such a world will indeed become a means of good in the hereafter. Earn such worldly wealth that not only benefits you, but also benefits humanity. Let there be no actions in your worldly life that become a cause of shame for you, your family, or your relatives. Rather, your life should be pure and upright, a life that proceeds upon piety and righteousness. When such a life is established, and you dedicate your life to earning the world in this manner, then it will bring you blessings in both this world and in the hereafter. Therefore, today, when the world in general has become absorbed in the pursuit of its own aims and interests, and when personal interests are given priority, if we look at nations, they are concerned only for their own people and not for humanity as a whole. By becoming engrossed in this attitude, they are in fact preparing the means of their own destruction. In such circumstances, we should turn our attention towards seeking the blessings of both this world and the hereafter from Allah the Almighty. In these conditions, we need to focus on this even more so that we may set right both our worldly life and our hereafter and remain protected from every kind of calamity. As I have mentioned, the world is moving toward a pit of destruction. May Allah the Almighty protect us from it. May Allah enable us to improve our deeds. Grant us the ability to offer sincere prayers, as I mentioned in the sermon earlier. May Allah grant us the ability to truly attain these blessings. Enable us to offer the best of prayers and also accept them.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الله يامر بالعدل واللسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر